Well, we're well into the season, right? Listen, if you're one of our first-time guests, because it looked like I could see several of you raise your hand. I trust all of you got one of our little deals so that we can connect with you from the connection team and filled it out, and they came back and picked it up from you because they're going to put together a special gift. I'm going to tell you how to get it at the end of the service. But if you're a first-time guest and you're looking for a church home, what we say, church? Welcome home. Hey, just join us. We call ourselves the Rhema family. We have a great time worshiping God around here, unlimited, both in the natural and the spiritual, on both sides. Amen. How many of you having a good time just worshiping God, living for God? Is He blessing you spiritually? Is He blessing you in the natural? Amen. Praise God. Well, this is the last Wednesday evening service of Rhema Bible Church for 2019. I can't hardly put my mind around that. So I want to talk about finishing strong. How you finish the year is the way you're going to enter next year. You know, it's a principle. How you leave somewhere is the way you enter wherever you go next. If you end the year in defeat, you're going to start next year in defeat. But if you end the year strong and victorious, then you're going to start the next year strong and victorious. It's said it's not how you start the game, it's how you finish the game. You know, it's said of some teams, they play a good game, but they can't finish. You know, I ran track in high school and played ball in high school, and we had some guys on the team, football team maybe. They, you know, the first quarter, they played lights out. Second quarter, they did pretty good. We come out for the third and fourth quarter, they're no-shows. Now, they started good, had a lot of tackles and a lot of stuff, but they didn't finish. They fizzled out. You know, I've seen people have fantastic starts in doing a lot of different projects, different things, but they never finished them. Some of you may have some unfinished projects in your garage right now that you haven't finished. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I don't want to embarrass you. You know, there's kind of people that we call shooting stars. I mean, they fly across the sky. A shooting star flies across the sky and burns out. You know, some people get started with great enthusiasm, but they have no ability to endure and to finish. So the Apostle Paul is a good example of someone that finished well. Finish strong. 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. Okay. I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have remained faithful. Now here Paul is talking to his son in the faith, Timothy. He said, I fought the fight, a good fight. And he was indicating that he had won, because it's only a good fight if you win. Amen. I tell you, I've been on both sides of that. Okay? Now, maybe I shouldn't say that, but hey, Pastor, as you know, I'm a very competitive person. And so some when I was younger, I might have, and I've been on the side that it wasn't so good. But I've been on the other side too, when it's really good. That's when you win. But Paul said, I have fought a good fight. That means he did what he was supposed to do and he finished strong. He said, in one sense of the word, he said, when he said, I fought a good fight, he is saying, and he said, I finished. He is saying, I have accomplished what God had called me to do. Now, he also makes another statement. He said, I remain faithful. That means he stayed focused on what his mission was. He stayed focused on what he was doing. He didn't let any distractions come his way. In fact, one of the times when he was told him he was going to Jerusalem, everywhere he went, they told him there's going to be trouble there. And he said to his team, he said, none of these things move me. Why? Why didn't none? Because he was focused on finishing the task, finishing the race. So he started strong, he finished strong. We got to determine that ourselves. We got to, if we want to have success in life, we got to finish with strong faith. We got to finish strong in pursuing God and the things of God. We got to finish strong in obeying what God told us to do in the Word. We got to finish strong in our place, whatever it is. Everybody's place is not on the platform. Everybody has a place and they do it. As I drove in tonight, I stopped and rolled down my window and I told all of those parking attendants, thank you for serving. And there were some still getting their gear on and getting out there as I came in. I told them, thank you for serving. They're standing in their place. Now, sometimes on Wednesday night, we really don't need them. But I'm going to tell you what, during this time of year, we need them. I was driving over from the office, about an hour ago now or better. And I was going really slow because I know what it's like. And a kid ran out from behind a parked car, just jump, maybe 6 years old, 5, 6 years old, had on dark clothes. But because I was going slow, I was able. But if I'd have been going fast, it would have been bad. See, you know, I'm coming down the main boulevard. We got the people, and people are just going like this. And the traffic people are stopped. Any of y'all get stopped to let people go across the boulevard out there when you were driving in? Huh? Anybody get stopped by the traffic? Yeah, they're trying to control everything. You see, finish strong in your place, whatever it is. Whatever, where are you? If you're on the usher team, you're on the with the kids. I mean, a lot of times people look around here and say, oh, we got a pretty good crowd. Yeah, but hey, we got a good crowd down in the varsity high school. We got a good crowd down in the junior varsity. And, you know, we got a good crowd upstairs in the elementary department. And we got a good crowd over there behind that wall. Is all the rooms where the 2 and the 3 year olds are over there. Hey, there's a whole lot more people here at church than you realize. You're just not, they got stuff going on down there. But see, those workers, and if you're a part, you finish strong in your place. That's who you are. You got to finish strong with a set of attitudes. An attitude, hey, okay, I can do some things, but the strength of God can help me do everything. You see, finish strong with an attitude of depending on God. An attitude of, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. Of course, you know that's my, I got a book by that title, and you know that's sort of, that's my motto. When I told my sister I had that book, what it did, I preached that series, and she said, well, Ken, that's been you all your life since you were 7, 8 years old, because she's only 19 months younger than I am. She said, man, ever since you just nothing. If you set your mind for something, I don't care if you get knocked down, you get up and keep going. You will not quit. You see, do you realize that the enemy of our soul wants to stop us from receiving everything that God has for us? And he'll give you a punch every once in a while. You've got to get up and keep going. You got to determine, I will not quit. This is true in the natural and the spiritual. Now, I don't know what they do in the Army today, but I went in October 1962, boarded a bus and with a whole busload of us in Dallas, Texas, and they drove us to Fort Leonard, Missouri, right up here off of I-44. Some of you may know where that is. I know where it is. I know what it's like to be there at this time of the year, because we were finishing basic at this time of the year. In fact, we graduated, I think, first week of January, and then we shipped out to all of our stations. But you know, and I had talked to my, you know, I had uncles that were in World War II, and I had talked to them, and I talked to some of my buddies that went in the Army, and they were talking about, hey, those sergeants will try to break you if they can. I told those guys, and I was 23 when they drafted me, but a lot of those kids in there, they had joined, and they were 17, 18 years old. And I told them, on the way up there, I said, you guys better make up your mind right now that nothing they do can keep you from finishing the course. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I said, okay, you wait and see. But I made up my mind before I got there. Now, my illustration on this is, you've got to make up your mind that there's nothing that the enemy or anybody else can throw against you that's going to keep you from being successful and finishing strong. You know, I ran track in high school. I ran short. I was a sprinter. I wasn't a long distance man. They found that out real quick when they tried to get me to run a mile. And then they said, well, go run it. We're going to time you. I said, okay, I'll do it. Well, I wasn't very fast. They said, well, Hagin, you can run really fast for 220 yards, 330 yards, 100 yards. You fast. I said, we get past that, you not much. I said, I told you, I'm not a long distance man. But those old boys that ran those long distances, you know, they had a pace that they ran at so they could finish strong. When I was associate pastor in Garland, Texas with my father-in-law, I coached one of the elementary schools there in Garland. Back in that time, they had Parks and Recreation Department. And they had, at the 1st of May, they had this track meet with all of the elementary schools would come together and compete against one another. And so I was coaching Park Crest. And we went out to the track, and all the other schools, they were doubling up. They had put two schools together, but because where my school was that I was coaching, there wasn't another elementary close by, so I'm on my own. They got a whole bunch of boys to pick from. I only got a certain number to pick from. So they did make an announcement, and then the boys that want to run and go out for track show up, and then you. And I placed they told me, you got to place every one of them. I had every one of them doing something. But I had this one little old redheaded boy. And we were running laps. And I noticed it didn't matter how many laps we ran, he ran the same pace the whole time. And so I said, well, I'll make a miler out of him. So I talked to him. I said, Curtis, listen, while I'm working with the guys on the hurdles and the high jump and then the sprinters, I said, after we get stretched out, I want you just to go on that track And I want you to run as many laps as you can, as hard and fast as you can. Because he didn't have no kick, and he was just one of those kids. And I said, run as many laps as you can, as hard and as fast as you can. And so, you know, we had about a month's practice to get ready. And so the first day I went on, I said, how many laps are you? I said, I think I got 8 or 9 in today. So, you know, by the end of the time, he was doing 20 laps at his top, full speed. That's the fastest he could run. But he could do 20 laps. So we got to the meet, and so I told him, I said, Curtis, all I need out of you is 4 laps as hard as you can run. He said, is that all, Coach, just 4? He said, I did 25 the last practice. He said, man, 4, I can do that easy. So, man, the gun sounded, he takes off. So he gets a half decent lead, and all the other coaches are laughing. Now he's gonna wear out. He's gonna fizzle out. He come around the second lap, and he was half a lap in front of everybody. By the time he got to the third lap, he's catching them and passing people. And now they're looking at me, and I didn't say nothing. I just said, they just looking at me. What in the world? He finished about 100 yards in front of everybody. I mean, the whole field. And they said, man, that kid is something else. I said, yeah, he don't have no speed, does he? No, he's not. But I said, you see how fast that he was running? I said, he can run that for 25 laps. They said, what? I said, yeah. Well, that's practice. That's what he did. 25 laps, that same speed. And I knew when we got here that if he only had to run 4, I said, I knew he would blow you guys away. They said, he did, all right. But you see, he started strong. He finished strong. There wasn't no let up. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I went to Bible school with guys, and man, right out of Bible school, man, they got speed. They turn it up. They got speaking engagements. They become well known. A lot of invitations to minister. It seemed like they were running circles around me. I'm still going, and you don't hear none of them. Except John Hagee. He and I was in school together. We both are still here, still going strong. We didn't start out like some of them, but we started. We finished strong. Why? Because we just don't quit. You know, I was up at Branson, one of the shows, and they asked, you know, have you ever been in the shows up in Branson? It's sort of fun to do, you know. So they asked people about how long they've been married and so forth. And this couple, I think they've been married 70, 67 or years or something like that. And the guy asked, well, how'd you manage to stay married that long? And the man said, don't die. I guess that's one way. I guess that's called finishing strong. I don't know. I just threw that in. I thought I'd, you know, get a little laughter here a little bit. But, you know, in later years, where are those guys now? I'm still here. They started fast, maybe not as fast as, maybe a lot faster than I did, but I'm still here. And what I'm talking about is finishing strong. I'm talking about not just in your spiritual life, in your natural life, just in life in general. You remember on Wednesday nights, I like to just sit down and just have a, like I'm just talking to you, you know, and sitting in your living room by the fireplace, just talking. Because I like to give you stuff. Yeah, we know the spiritual's involved and I talk about it, but we live a two-track life. We live the spiritual life and we live a natural life. And God wants you successful in both of them. So to finish strong, we need to have the Lord and the power of his might. Now go to Ephesians 6:10. Ephesians 6:10. Okay? Oh, I got to hurry. It's already 10 to 8. I got 10 minutes. Okay, I'll do it fast. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in the might in his mighty power. Put on, I'm leading NLT. Put on all the armor so that God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. We are to be strong in the Lord. I didn't say it would be easy. You know, I don't know where this saying came from. You know, life's not a bowl of cherries. I don't know what that's got to do with life, but anybody ever heard that? Huh? I don't even know what it means. I guess it means it's not all good. I guess that's what it means. I don't know. There will be some battles to fight. There is an enemy that wants to destroy you. That's what Jesus said in John 10:10. I've come that you might have life. He came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, somebody said, well, he's never bothered me much. Has anybody ever come across your past trying to discourage you from doing something? That's the enemy sending somebody across to tell you you can't do it. Anytime you get discouraged in fear, you know the devil's working on you. Now, Paul said that he encountered many difficulties in his life. If you read Corinthians, you'll come across everything that he did. But he said, I finished the course. I finished. You know, Craig and I, he was about 9 years old. We were riding enduro motorcycles years ago. And you got a pin if you just finished the race. I mean, the guys that finished first, second, third, all they got trophies and all that. I mean, if you just finished the race without the sweep guys coming to pick you up, you know, because they send those guys out. I don't know if you know anything about enduro racing, but you got a number, and if you hit that number ahead, if you hit the checkpoint ahead of that number, like if you were 8:51, if you hit that checkpoint at 8:47, you're burning the checkpoint because you're supposed to hit it at 8:51. So you lose 5 points. Now, if you're slow, like if you got 8:51 and you get there at 8:52 or 8:53, you only lose 1 point. But so, man, we were running that thing, and he's in the junior division on that little 80. And so I'm at the halfway point where we took fuel out, and I was waiting for him to come in. Here he come. I was waiting, and here he come. I mean, he's dragging his feet to stop the thing because his brake deal is bent back underneath, and he's muddy from head to toe. And I said, well, you want to quit? They'll come by and pick you up here in a minute. There's the sweep come. He said, no, I want to finish the race. So I bent everything back out, and I sent him on. We put gas in. Got on my bike, and here we went. You know, and I got there. Now, everybody's finished, and there's several of us that are from this Tulsa area that rode together. And so here he come out of the woods, and he had this long stretch of open stretch, and he's 9 years old. He's bent down over the top of that bike, and he's got it wide open. And you could see the catch team behind him. And he is doing everything he could, and he beat him. And we started cheering for him, everybody, even the competitors and everybody cheering, come on, come on, come on. And he come across the finish line, and he yelled, no brakes, and he's dragging his feet. And he was going, 30, 35 miles an hour, I guess. And so we all started running, and he's dragging his feet, and we caught him and stopped him. But if you got a pin that you put on your cap, I forgot what it was called, but it said, I finished. Man, if you finish that race, you had to be strong. What I'm saying is, hey, you may be just in front of them trying to keep you from making it. But just keep on going. Don't give up. Finish strong. Give it all you got. Okay? Now, let's listen to something else Paul said. He said, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. You know, in the Amplified Classic, he goes on to say, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency, not in himself, in Christ. Okay? Now, if you're going to finish strong, you got to be like old Caleb. He was one of the 12, you know, that Moses sent out in to be a spy. And they came back. 10 of them said, we can't. Caleb and Joshua said, we can. The ones that said we can't didn't. The two that said we can did. Now they had to wait 40 years, but they got there. They finished. Now I want you to look at something. In Joshua 14:6, a delegation from the tribe of Judah led by Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report. But my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day, Moses solemnly promised me that the land of Canaan in which you were just walking will be your grant of the land, and that your descendants forever, because you wholehearted followed the Lord my God. Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well preserved, and he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today I'm 85 years old. I'm as strong as I was then when Moses sent me on that journey. And I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You will remember as we scouts found the descendants of Anak, that's the giants living there, in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I'll drive them out of the land just as the Lord said. So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, with and gave him Hebron. That's the land. That's what they call it now. That's what they called it then, Hebron. His portion in the natural, Caleb said, I'm still physically strong. I'm still going. He said, I'm strong in faith as I was back then. See, this is a picture of us possessing what God said belonged to us from the Word of God. He said that he would give us protection. He said he'd give us, we wouldn't have lack. He said he'd give us healing and so forth and so on. This is a picture of Caleb finishing strong. I like what he said here. I am as strong as I was when Moses sent me over there to spy out the land. I can still travel and I can still fight. So give me my land. What Caleb said at Kadesh Barnea when he came back, when he said, we can. He still had that same fervor. I'm going to finish this. This is mine. I'm going to get it. Now, the Word of God tells us that we have to finish strong. So, we finish strong by going over in Ephesians 6:13-18 and putting on the whole armor of God. Now, some of you went to Rhema back when Bo Moffitt was here. Any of you ever going to Bo's class and he said, let's put on the armor? Every day. That first class he had, he would go through it and you'd put your armor on, right? I think that may be why Bo is still, he is still going strong. I don't know how old he is now. What? 90? He's 90, still going strong. What I'm getting at is, look, the natural and the supernatural play a part together in you finishing strong in your physical life and in your natural life. All right. It's time to quit. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for me to quit. Paul told Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. That's in 2 Timothy 2:1. In 1 Peter 5:9, I'm jumping some of these points now, just giving you the scriptures. Stand firm against him. Be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. He's talking to his fellow believers. Hey, be strong, he's telling them. Abraham was strong in faith. Remember, it said he was strong in faith and was persuaded that what God promised, he was able to perform. So I want you to realize you can finish strong in your race with God, and you can start the new year strong. Not, oh, how am I going to make it? I don't know what I'm... No, you can start the new year. I've got it made. I'm like Caleb. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. All right, everybody stand up. Let's all stand. I want us to make some confessions. Now, don't make it if you don't believe it. All right? Say this with me. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am strong in the grace of God. I am strong in faith. I will not quit. And I will not be defeated. I may take a few blows. I may go to my knees, but I'm going to come back up, and I'm going to finish the race strong. I will finish strong and victorious in my spiritual life, in my natural life. I can finish strong. Because God said I could. Hallelujah. How many of you get anything out of this tonight? Anybody get anything out of this? Praise God. God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah.